Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your podcast host and accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and rate us, as well as follow us on social media on IG and Facebook. That's going to be at The Account Partner. Again, at The Account Partner on IG and Facebook. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. Hello, everyone. Happy new month. Happy May. I can't believe that, you know, it's May already. I feel like this year is just flying by. But trust me, I'm not complaining because God is definitely up to something. And I don't know about you, but May is literally one of my favorite months of the year, selfishly for many reasons. One of those being, it's my birthday month, right? And, you know, if you know me, you know that not only do I love to celebrate people, I think it's also important to take some time to celebrate yourself, because we're so caught up, or we can be so consumed with, you know, doing and moving and growing and progressing that we, you know, forget to take a moment to step back and just look at the, you know, how God has blessed us throughout the years, and even take the time to talk to God concerning what this new year is going to bring. And if you haven't done that, that's definitely something I encourage you to do. In every single birthday, take the time to reflect on how God has blessed you, and then also take the time to just ask God, you know, what is it that He wants from you, or He's going to do for you in this new year? Also, a second thing concerning, you know, my birthday or just birthdays in general, a lot of people tend to pour into you, and it feels good. Let's be realistic. You know, we can always say we don't need people to tell us this, but sometimes you need that, you know, another word of encouragement or some sort of motivation or some sort of confirmation from other people to let you know that you mean something to them, let you know that, you know, what it is that you're doing has been impactful. And if no one has ever told you, I'm telling you today that you are impactful, that I'm grateful that you're here on this earth. I'm grateful that God has kept you through these many, many years. So if you're celebrating a birthday in May, or honestly any month throughout the year, happy birthday. And I pray that God continuously blesses you. Now, the second reason the month of May is one of my favorite months, specifically, I don't know if you're familiar with, you know, the meaning of numbers, but 5, i.e. May, you know, being the fifth month of the year, the number 5 is, means grace. The number 5 represents grace. And the definition of grace is anything that God gives. Grace is anything that comes from God. So grace can be life. Grace can be blessings. Grace can be talents. Grace can be gifts. Grace can be people, homes, all of these different things, abilities, capabilities. And so I believe that every May, God releases new graces, you know, depending on what it is that you need or what it is that you're asking for. So I'm excited to experience that. I'm excited for you all to experience the graces that God is releasing unto you. And then the last thing, specifically, one of the things that I encourage everyone to do is before they enter into a new month, or maybe even within the first week of the month, ask God, what does this month represent? Ask God to give you a personal word for this month. And I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, that this specific word is for you. When I had asked God, what is He going to do in the month of May? What does this specific month of May 2023 mean for me? And God simply said, the month of May is going to be a month of miracles. It is going to be a month of miracles. And a miracle is simply something supernatural. It's something that men cannot do within their own strength. It's something that only the hand and the power of God can do, can release. And there's a scripture that says, you know, with man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And so when I think of miracles, I think of every impossibility. What are those impossibilities that, you know, you need God's hand in your life to move on? What are those stubborn situations in your life where you're like, I've done everything. Other people have said that, you know, they can't help me in this, and I truly need the hand of God. Well, like I said, God said that he's releasing miracles this month. And so get excited. And, you know, one thing that I did after he told me this, was go and write down five things or five areas where I needed miracles to take place in my life. And so whether that's a job, whether that's a house, whether that's a car, whether that's, you know, strategy for the business, whether that's a resource, whether that's some financial help, whatever it is, take that time to write out where you need God's miraculous hand to move in your life, and watch God do it for you. Keep it up somewhere where you can continuously see it, pray over those things, and start making some declarations. And that leads us into one of my favorite parts of this episode, which is making declarations. Now, why do we make declarations? Because when we decree a thing, it is established. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And so we need to make it a habit to begin speaking things into existence. One of my pastors, shout out to Prophetess Leslie at Kingdom Full Tabernacle, she always says that we are the prophets of our own life. We are the prophets of our own life, which means that we are the ones that dictate how our lives go about based on what it is that we're saying. And so if we're continuously speaking death, if we're continuously speaking negativity concerning our life, don't be surprised if that is the fruit that you'll begin to see in your life. However, but if you're you know, speaking positivity, if you're speaking blessings, if you're speaking abundance and overflow and supernatural moves, all these different things, I bet you you'll begin to see your life go from level to level to level. And so really quickly, before we get into today's topic, here are some daily affirmations, and repeat these after me. I will take advantage of my time and season of preparation. I am prepared to receive every blessing God has for me. I will not rush the process. I will take the time to develop whatever necessary characteristics are needed to maintain and sustain and obtain the blessing. And lastly, I activate God's graces that are needed in order for me to carry out the purpose and plans that he has for my life. And so make sure you're saying those throughout the week. Now let's just get into today's topic. Now, if you didn't have a hint, or if you can just tell from the affirmations, one of the things that we're talking about today is preparing for the blessing. We're talking about preparing for the blessing. Now, why am I bringing this up? As I mentioned in the beginning of the episode, God really wants to do some miraculous things in our life. He wants to bless us so much. He wants to bless us with, you know, the six-figure job. He wants to bless us with the customers. He wants to bless us with the influence on social media. He wants to, you know, give us the opportunities to speak on some crazy big stages. He wants to do so much. But one of the things that I realized, and really one of the things that God had, you know, exposed, was that he can only release a blessing when we're prepared for it. He can only release the blessing when we're prepared for it. And I think of, let's say, your employer. Let's say you've been going to your employer day after day, like, I want to get promoted. I need to get promoted. But in the position that you need, or that you're trying to get promoted to, you haven't taken the time to develop the necessary characteristics. You haven't taken the time to enhance your data analytic skills. You haven't taken the time to begin showing leadership capabilities. You're showing up to work late. You're doing all these different things. So why on earth would you think that your boss would promote you, because you're already not even moving in the direction that will show your boss that you're ready for it? You know, another thing, a lot of people ask God for money. A lot of people, one of the major things people pray about is, you know, finances. God, I need $1 million. I need $500,000. I need this, that, and that. But what are you doing with the money that he's shown or that he's already released to you? What are you doing? How are you spending the money with the little that you have? There's a scripture that says, if you are faithful with little, I will make you ruler over much. And so that just verse alone just shows that the much is contingent upon how you're managing the little, how you're managing your current job, how you're managing your finances, how you're managing your current business. You know, I know that this is a month or this is a season where we're experiencing a lot of entrepreneurs. There's a lot of people who are starting businesses and they're flowing and, you know, they're having the clientele and they're praying to God and asking God, like, listen, I need, you know, I need the next level blessing. I need like crazy amounts of clients. I need this. I need that. But have you even developed the systems within your business to be able to maintain the clientele that you're asking God for? Have you enhanced your customer experience skills so that when you do receive these clients, that they can have an experience that is like no other? Or are you, you know, late, continuously being late in delivering what it is that you're promising your clients? Are you not answering phone calls? Are you, you know, releasing products and products that are not of quality? Those are the things to truly consider, because when God blesses you, he's looking, or when God blesses you in that level, it's a reflection of him. It's a reflection of his glory. He wants to bless you. He wants his glory to be shown through your life. But as a wise God, it would be crazy of him. It would be, you know, irresponsible of him to release a certain blessing to you and you get into that position that you're not prepared for. It would be irresponsible, because let's say he does give you the $1 million, even though you haven't been budgeting, you haven't been saving, you'll lose that $1 million in 5 seconds. You'll spend it on frivolous stuff, clothes, shoes. You know, listen, your girl likes to shop, so I get it. You'll spend it on all these different things. And now people see that you have the car, you have this, but now you're struggling to maintain it. Now they're looking at you like, I'm confused. You just said God gave you $1 million. How on earth are you now broke again? That's a reflection of God. Because now they're like, well, what kind of God will, you know, bless you to take it away from you? And that's not the case. We're continuously blaming God for situations that we've, you know, put ourselves in. Think about people who are in the lottery, or excuse me, people who have won the lottery. Many of those people within, you know, 4 to 5 years become broke again because they haven't developed the mindset and the characteristics needed in order for them to really not just maintain, not just obtain, but also to multiply the income that they've already just been blessed with. You know, one thing God loves is God loves preparation. God loves the process of preparation. God is a God of process. And I know a lot of us don't like to, you know, go through that time because they're like, it's too hard. It's this, it's that. But as I was reading my word, there was a verse that came up that really just spoke to the importance of preparation, the importance of, you know, going through the process. And that's James 1, and it's verses 2 through 4, and it reads, "Dear brothers and sisters, when trials of any kind, when the process comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Get excited, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." Now, I looked up the definition of endurance because the scripture just says, you know, get excited when you're going through different trials, when you're experiencing the season of preparation, because what God is trying to produce in you is endurance. And I went and I looked up the definition of endurance, and endurance, simply put, is capacity. The meaning of endurance is capacity. God's trying to expand your capacity, because where he's trying to take you, you wouldn't be able to, you know, be successful in that new level. He's trying to expand your capacity. That's why he's trying to get you to go, or he's causing you to go through this process right now, because he's trying to grow you. He's trying to enhance you. He's trying to develop you so that, again, when you do reach that next level that he's trying to bring you through, that he's trying to bring you to, that he wants you to experience, you won't fumble the bag. And then the other part of this verse is, the other part of this verse, it says, so let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, when you have developed the necessary characteristics, when you've developed, you know, when you've shown that you're emotionally prepared, which we'll talk about in a second, when you've shown that you're physically prepared, mentally prepared, financially prepared, you're all these things, when you're fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. And I looked up the definition of perfect, and perfect means having all the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics. I repeat, perfect means having all the required or desirable elements, qualities, or characteristics. And so if those are the things that are produced, why would I try to rush the preparation process? Why would I try to, you know, forego the preparation season? Because what God is literally doing during that time is growing us, expanding our capacity so that we can lack nothing that is required for the blessing that he is releasing unto us. And so those are the things that, you know, I looked at. And before we even really get into some key action items, let's just simply look at what does it mean to prepare, right? Because a lot of people are saying, yeah, Tiara, the preparation process and all of these things, and you want us to do this or you want us to undergo this, but what does it mean to actually prepare, and how do I do it? So the definition of prepare is to simply make ready, get ready, you know, to practice, to study, to enhance, to educate, to coach. Prepare means to simply get ready. And I love the definition or the synonym that says to practice, because one of the greatest examples of preparation, or I guess the greatest ways that we can show that we're prepared, is operating in the current state that we are in now for the future that we're trying to bring God to, that we're trying God, or that we're asking God to bring us to. Now, what do I mean by that? One of the quotes that my mom just ingrains in us now, if you want to be a CEO, you have to start being a CEO now. You have to start being a CEO when you're an employee. So what does that mean? You have to start being a leader. You have to start making decisions. You have to start dressing like the CEO. You have to start thinking like a CEO. You have to start doing all these different things. Let's use another example. Let's say we really want $1 million. Okay, so what type of bills, you know, is someone with $1 million going to have? What type of problems are they going to have? Have you solved them? Have you taken the time to write those things out? We say we want the job. We say we want to get promoted. But have we, you know, are we developing, you know, the necessary skills? Have we taken that course already? Have we, you know, shown that we're already operating in that level before we're officially, you know, labeled as someone who's in that level? We need to practice. Practice makes perfect. Practice produces endurance. It builds our capacity so that when we've undergone that season of process, when we've practiced and practiced and practiced, we'll be made perfect. Now, there's a few different areas that it's important for us to consider when we're dealing with preparation. And I know a lot of us easily, you know, think to, you know, what are some tangible ways that I can show that I'm prepared? You know, I'll start budgeting more. I'll start saving this. While all of these things are important, what is also as important is to make sure that you're developing your character. You're preparing your character while you're undergoing the season of preparation, because one of the major things that causes people to fall when they are lifted to another level is pride. It's that lack of humility. It's that lack of compassion for people. It's that rude and mean attitude. What kind of business
what kind of CEO or what kind of person who has a business who, let's say, now has a million clients, but anytime a client asks for something, you're snapping your neck and you're rude, you're like, oh, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Like, you're rude. And I want us to really get the fact that we are a representation and a reflection of God in every single thing that we do. And think about it. If you think about the character that you currently have and think about the character that's required for the level, for the blessing, for the breakthrough that you need God to bless you with. Do you have those character skills? Have you truly taken the time to develop your character in that way? I'll continuously use the example of money, because a lot of us have that, you know, desire. One of the reasons why a lot of people are broke is because they have a poverty mentality. They squander their money. They don't want to invest. They don't want to save. They don't want to give. They're stingy. They're all these things. Those are the things that are important. Just as it is important to, you know, do all those other things, whether it's like building your spiritual capacity, building your mental capacity, physical capacity, all of these different things. And let's just go to physical. Let's say one of the things that we really want to do, we want to start traveling more and speaking all across the globe. But every other day we're so tired. We're lazy. We're not eating the right foods. We're not putting the right things in our bodies. And so imagine you, God blesses you with all these different engagements, the speaking opportunities. But every single one, you're fatigued. Every single one, you're lacking energy. Every single one, you're complaining about your knees hurting, your legs hurting because you haven't gone to the gym in 5 months. It's time to start putting in the work now, because the things that God wants to do for us, it's going to require us to truly get serious about preparing for these things. And now let's transition to how do we actually prepare? Simply put, look at the blessing that you want. Look at the things, your goals in life that you really are believing God for, that you're working towards. And just write out what is required of you in order to maintain that blessing. Write out those characteristics that are needed. Write out the different habits that is needed in order for you to be successful in that thing. Are there certain people you need to know? Are there certain, you know, assets that you need to have? Really consider what is necessary, what is needed, what is required, and begin operating in those things now. There's another scripture that says, study to show yourself approved. I think that's 2 Timothy 2:15 or 2 Timothy 1:15. Study to show yourself approved. Imagine if, you know, God looks down and he's seeing you really research, you know, what are some great investments that would be well for me if I were to have $1 million? How do I break this poverty mentality? God starts seeing you say no to giving people certain things. He starts seeing you give to the poor. He starts seeing you pay your tithes, which, you know, many people don't be paying their tithes, but that's not even the topic of discussion for today. Okay, we'll talk about that later. But you're not paying your tithes. You're not budgeting well. You're budgeting well. You're doing all these different things. God's like, oh, what? I see she's ready for it. Easy. Not only am I going to give her $1 million, but I'm going to double it. 2 million. Easy. Easy. You know, God looks down and he sees that you're creating the systems. You're creating the platforms that would be able to handle the level of clientele that you've been working towards. You've improved your customer experience. You've improved the user experience of your website. You've improved all of these different things within your business. God's like, you asked for 1,000 clients. Nope, I'm going to send you 10,000. I'm going to bless you and bless you indeed, because I know that when you get to the level, when you are exalted, I know that you won't fumble the bag. Now, I pray that this blessed you. I really want us to take this time to really take inventory and reflect on how have we been operating in our current state, and ask yourself, you know, am I truly ready for the blessing that I'm asking God for? Am I truly ready? If you're not, I believe that this podcast, as after this podcast, you'll do the work to get ready. I pray that you'll begin to move from the state of preparation to the state of being perfect and complete. And you're walking in that $1 million blessing. And listen, if you're walking in the $1 million blessing, your girl likes shoes. Your girl is a size 8. You know, I'm an 8 in shoes. I'm a medium in dresses. Okay. So, you know, think about little old TT when you're getting all blessed and blessed well. But seriously, take this time to get serious. Do not neglect the preparation season. Do not be that person who is literally experiencing the same obstacles, the same trials for years on end. Because the reason why God does that, the reason why God withholds certain blessings from us is because we're not prepared for them. But I know we're going to take this time to get prepared. I know we're going to take this time to get ready. And I know that as a result, we're going to be perfect. We're going to have capacity. We're going to be great. And I'm excited to see how God uses each and every single one of you in this life in the month of May. So I love you. I pray that you have a blessed month. I pray that you have a blessed week. And let's get ready. Let's get ready. Talk soon.